Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The language was spicy. The ramifications are near infinite. Just what did the latest landmark case out of the Supreme Court do for American jurisprudence and the Trump administration? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
And that was your first stop after coming back from Uganda. Talk to me about that. You've had security concerns. Did you fly commercial? Did you fly private? I know the Post reported on extra security at your wedding celebration. Was that a heightened sense of security, and did you have any issues with customs?
My life is sadly not the one that it was. There are far more threats, and with that comes precautions that I wish I didn't have to take, though they are also precautions that I am immensely grateful for, especially in the example of the NYPD detail that I have here in New York City.
But I thought he didn't like the cops. I mean, he doesn't like the cops, except when he does. Like when he's got to get married in Uganda and he needs a bunch of cops and military people to protect him because he's so precious. Precious. P-R-E-S-H-U-A-S. These people. I don't look at him and see a competent leader.
No.
I don't. Not at all. Okay. Especially in Manhattan. Definitely not in Manhattan.
I don't see a competent anything.
No, I don't either. I mean, somebody jumped on that landmine to marry him. Good night. But
But he consistently posted online and consistently said in public how much he wanted to defund the police.
So many times what we could do is legit just read all of the stuff that he had tweeted for all of the posts that he had over the past several years. And that's just on one platform. I'm not even getting into like the interviews and stuff that he did. And you get the sense that he just really doesn't like the police. But now he's only saying that now because he finds himself in a difficult position and he needs votes. That's it. And so this goes back to my original point, Kane, that people who vote for this stuff, they'll look at, that's just some of his posts on Twitter or X that Juan's showing you on the simulcast, channel 347, Direct TV. It's a problem. But people who vote for this, it's like you deserve that if you vote for it. Second hour on the way. We've got, Dunkin' Donuts made an ad and everybody's mad. This time it's a boy in it. Stay with us. Oh, everybody's mad again. Oh my gosh, what are they so mad about? I'll tell you what they're mad about. Dunkin' Donuts now has joined the ad wars. Now, remember, it was Sydney Sweeney who did literally a denim ad, and the left was like, she said chains? Like, G-N-E-S? That's clearly the only way that that word's spelled, and it only has one meaning. And they got mad at her because she was unapologetically pretty, and it's really about a war on traditional standards of beauty. Anyway, so Dunkin' Donuts decided to do an ad, and now they're all mad again. I'm not making this up. They're all mad again. First, here is the Dunkin' ad, and if any of the YouTube people try to get us for fair use, I wish a plague of AIDS fire on your house. Go ahead and play this.
Look, I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics. I just got my color analysis back. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally. I can't help it. Every time I drink a Dunkin' Golden Hour Refresher, it's like the sun just finds me. So if sipping these refreshers makes me the king of summer, guilty as charged.
Okay, he's too shaven. I mean, and he's also a baby. But not really what I would... I mean, it's more masculine than Dylan Mulvaney, I'll put it that way. So
most things are.
I mean, the reason I say this is I told you guys this yesterday, and the responses from you guys were interesting. I feel like when I was younger, guys looked older, faster. And make chest hair great again. That's all I'm going to say. Make it great again. I don't want people looking like Ken dolls. It's just a thing, you know? I don't know. Anyway, but they're mad at him because I guess he's inviting the female gaze and not apologizing for it. So like what Sydney Sweeney did, but you know, for dudes. And he talked about having a tan, and he just said he just is like genetics. See, they're trolling so hard, and it's hysterical. Oh my gosh. Do you hear that? You hear that coming in from the field? It's all of the rando TikTok heifers, and they're all mad, guys. They're mad. Audio soundbite 21.
I didn't ask to be the king of summer. It just kind of happened. This tan? Genetics.
She's trying to
I just got my color analysis back. Subtle. Guess what? Golden summer. Literally.
Who the fuck's coming out with one next? They're getting bold. They were already bold, but they're getting f***ing bold.
Not as bold as that
right
bull ring. Okay, first off, she's like the Mrs. Potato Head of bad accessories. Can we just throw that up on the screen there real quick? Okay, I guess, you know, don't be... I hate the granny chains that are big and obvious. That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. So we've got like, oh, make sure you look at my hand tats. And then also the granny glass beads, the cat sweatshirt, the nerdy glasses that are too big for her face so that she can like try to overemphasize that she's a reader and doesn't actually need them to see anything. I'm just going to say there's too many things happening here. Why do they always look like this? You're so mean, Dana. Okay, and... back to my point, why do they always look like this? Why do all of the people complaining about it look like this? She can complain about it because she doesn't have to worry about losing that guy's interest ever. That guy is not going to go, sweet cat shirt really emphasizes your bust. He's not going to say that. He's not going to say that, Kane. And it's poo brown also, by the way. Can I just also say that anything that looks like feces that is that color does not look good on anybody. I don't care what your complexion is. It's bad. Everything about this is wrong. Everything about this is wrong. Because why, Kane?
Because it takes a degree of self-loathing in order to have a take like that.
I had to have a sip of some of that tea. Super strong coffee to get through this soundbite. It's the, they're very upset. Who cares what you, like, oh, you're mad over a donut ad. You're mad over a donut ad. What do these people not get mad about? Oh my gosh, pancake syrup sets them off. Butter sets them off. Everything, the hair care products set them off. Donut ads set them off. Jeans set them. Is there anything that they don't get upset over? Seriously, I think it's better to ask, what do these rando TikTok heifers not get mad about? I'm mad about those beads on her glasses. That's annoying as hell. You know that has to hit her face. You know, she has to see, that's in her line of sight. If she's doing something, oh, gotta have my cool beads. Look, I'm different. I have these giant beads obstructing my field of vision. That's how different I am. So different. Look at my sweatshirt. It has cats on it because I like cats and cool people like cats. See, we're edgy. Cats. Just can't even. Look at my blurry bleeds all over my skin hand tattoo because I went to a crappy artist that can't draw straight lines. Edgy. Why are you so mean, Dana? You should make fun of other people. Then watch a different show. So they're always looking like this. There's some ladies out there that are going to find that young man attractive. You know, ladies that don't care if they look a little bit on the young. I still think that he needs, give him some HGA something. But ladies, some ladies are going to find that attractive. Some ladies are going to go, he's drinking tea. I want to drink tea. I also want that tea. Oh, he likes tanning. I also want to tan. Maybe. So what does it bother these people? Why does it bother them? Oh, my gosh. And then you got this audio sum by 20. First off, let me just before you show it, Juan. I want Kane and Steve, the single guys here, to weigh in. If you went to a chick's house and you walked into her place, her pad, and it looked like this.
Right.
After you watch this video, I'm going to ask you what your first thought would be. All right, first we're going to play this video. Right. This is another person mad over donuts and masks and whatever else.
Good genes passed on to offspring? That American Eagle ad with Sydney Sweeney is literally overt eugenics.
I know you don't want to hear this, but if you want to talk about how that ad is promoting eugenics, which it absolutely is, we also have to talk about how choosing not to wear masks when you can during an ongoing pandemic, because you're okay with a certain subset of people, primarily disabled people of color, dying for your own comfort, is also eugenics. Just the more normalized kind.
There's
Bye.
So many things wrong with us, the mullet being the least. So you walk into the girl's pad and it looks like Barbie exploded all over it.
First of all,
thoughts?
First of all, why would I walk into that girl's pad?
Well, true. But just say you did. Maybe you were like, I got cut and I need a Band-Aid. She's like, I got something.
Oh, okay. Then I'd walk in and be like, man, I really need that Band-Aid quick.
Steve.
Get out of here.
Looks like she spilled pink lemonade by accident. It's just everywhere.
Is it an ice cream place? Like, I would think it's
an ice cream place. Yeah, it looks like a two-scoop ice cream place.
Right.
So one scoop or two, and then she's got a marble slab out where she's going to mush it around there for no reason. Yeah, I mean, the mullet is bad. And that hairstyle does not look good on anyone, unless you're Pat Benatar and the year is 1985. Stop it.
Actually, you know, I'm rethinking this whole idea of taking a Band-Aid from her. I don't even think I'd take a Band-Aid.
Did you see her?
Probably has cat hair all over
it. Did you see her blanket on her couch? It's a trans flag.
Oh, of course it is. Of course it is. She, first off, everything about it was weird. It felt like she filmed it backwards and then played it forwards. It's weird. It was like watching. It was like being in that treehouse room in Twin Peaks. It was like that. I just got the same thing. So that's number one. The mullet. God help us. Just get past that for a second. What was with the primarily disabled people of color? So not just regular disabled people of color. Had to be very specific. So like COVID, you know, it will pass over disabled people. It'll go over disabled people and be like, you're a white disabled person. I'm not going to infect you. You're a person of color and you're disabled. Attack! I mean, it's...
This might be too dated, but I used to watch a show when I was a kid called The Big Comfy Couch, and she looks like Lunette from The Big Comfy Couch. That's such a deep
cut. I
gotta
Google this. I don't even know what that is.
She used to stretch her legs around a clock and tell you what time it was, and that's what her house looks like.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I could see that. Wow. So it's like a Gilda Radner sitting in the chair. No, Lily Hamlin sitting in that chair. Right. Can't touch her. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah, you're right. She's trying to recreate that. So she says, can we talk about how not wearing masks, blah, 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 which actually don't prove anything. There's more science to support that throwing a virgin in a volcano is going to appease the lava gods than there is that the mask actually works to prevent these tiny particles of COVID from like going. It's shut up. It's a virus, just like everything else is. They're still talking about that. They're still talking about it. And then the racist accusation of primarily disabled people of color. Where the hell did that come from? What about, I mean, I'm surprised she didn't tack on another identifier onto it. Primarily disabled people of color that are trans and don't have a foot. And also are gluten intolerant. Celiac, they're gluten intolerant. And they also are colorblind.
And anemic.
And they can't taste. And also they think that cilantro tastes like soap. All of those things. Those people.
They sound vaccinated.
If you look into the mind of somebody who's triple vaxxed, that's what's in there.
Yep.
That video. That color palette just killed part of my soul. Ugh. So they're mad over it. Why are they mad? Because people are now openly mocking their ideology, where previously everyone was afraid to even trigger their ideology. I just feel like we need to now go through a period as a country where we just focus on just seeing people off now. Because I'm done walking on eggshells. Anyone else done walking on eggshells?
The thing is, we've been walking on eggshells, and it still is a problem for them.
Yeah. Now, it's a major problem. It still always is. So they're mad over, it's not about, I don't think that these people know what eugenics is. They did an ad about genes. It's just like killing people in concentration camps. That's how stupid it sounds. They did an ad about genes. It's just like declaring an entire ethnicity of people are inhuman and we got to obliterate them. Because she did a genes ad. What they don't want to say is they want, I think it's a giant psyop in order to get people to stop coupling and creating children and having kids and adding to the population. Let's make all the men completely just sterile and low T, and let's make all the women completely like ugly and give them mullets. That's what this is. That's I mean, I'm past the tinfoil.
I mean, it's what's happening. So I would imagine there was some intention behind it.
The most rebellious thing that you can do right now is have big boobs and not be ashamed of it. And for a dude to be like manly. So men, I'm encouraging you the rest of the summer. If you got like a little bed of chest hair, you know, maybe lay a medallion, nest a medallion in that. Just leave that shirt open, you know, just go ahead and just be as rebellious as possible. You know what I'm saying? Just comb it out and let it, you know, poof out. Do it. I triple dog dare you. Because we're making hot people summer happen. As we move, the folks who help make the show possible, it is Kel-Tec, the generation, third generation of the Sub-2K. It's the Gen 3 Sub-2K. You guys are familiar with Kel-Tec, Florida-based company. The third generation of the Sub-2K folds fast, optics stay in place, it deploys quickly, zeroed and ready. And it is a single twist and fold motion of that rotating fore-end. So that's what it folds quickly in half. Optics and all, you don't have to detach anything. It's a folding carbine available in a variety of calibers. Now even more versatile with the new 10 millimeter chambering. Standard Glock, it takes a 15 round Glock mag. They have a reliable blowback design that ensures ease of maintenance and consistent performance. Lightened 5-pound trigger pull. You got the M-lock integrated rails up top for accessories. It's ideal for any situations. You can find it at KeltecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along, and with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, so we've got, this is kind of crazy. High Noon recalled some of the Celsius energy drinks that they have because apparently they accidentally put vodka in some of them. The headline sucks. Whoever wrote this headline at CBS News needs to be dragged onto the street, skinned and beaten to death. The beverage brand High Noon is recalling some of its vodka seltzer packs because some of the cans were mislabeled as non-alcoholic energy drinks when in fact they have alcohol in them. They said it's, if you want to know more about it, you can go to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration website because I don't care enough. But it's the High Noon Beach Variety 12 pack. That's it. If you're drinking that thing anyway, you might as well be drunk because life is over if you're drinking something called High Celsius and it's supposed to be full of energy.
But imagine thinking you're going to get energy and then you just get drunk.
Wouldn't that be just, I'm sorry, with the state of things in this world, that seems like a bonus. Doesn't seem like a negative. Oh my gosh, the world's oldest baby. It's a story about Hunter Biden. The world's oldest baby was born from an embryo frozen in 1994. This sounds like Frankenstein stuff. It does. It's a boy that's born in Ohio. He's literally, I mean, technically, has been alive since 1994.
He should have been a 90s kid.
Yeah, he's the world's oldest baby. I mean, yeah, I know, because you have conservatives that don't like to answer questions about this by saying, don't you love life? And I'm like, yeah, but also, like, what if he was never brought to life? And he was just hanging out somewhere in polar storage, you know? I'm just saying. Am I going to make everyone mad? I don't care. Send it to kissmybackside.com. That's where it's got to go. Also, radioactive wasps. This sounds fun. Found at a South Carolina nuclear facility. Is there a way to train them and send them on our enemies? I'm all very much interested in that. They said it was a wasp nest with a moderately high radiation level that was found on site. Terrifying discovery. I didn't even know that they had things like this in South Carolina. This is something that I would think I'd hear about in Russia. But they said, no, they did some testing on it. They had the nest sprayed to kill everything, but it didn't work. Oh, no. What are they going to do now? These radioactive wasps. Wasps are annoying on the best of days, you know. So radioactive wasps, I just feel like that's, you know, I don't know. That's kind of terrible. It's a horror film waiting to happen, right? Like sky sharks, which is apparently a thing. Did you know that? Sky sharks. It's the worst movie ever, but it's worth it just to see the terrible special effects. Right? Go for the horrible concept, stay for the terrible special effects. Amazon is going to pay New York Times at least $20 million a year in an AI deal, which should terrify everyone. It's a multi-year deal. Look, the New York Times is finding some USAID funding substitute. They're letting Amazon use content for their news and cooking sections. So it's a deal, a license deal to a lot of their content, actually. So $20 million to $25 million a year. That's at least the bracket. According to people who are familiar with the deal the company's announced in May, they get access to the Times News, and the cooking's the only thing worth anything sometimes, along with its sports property, and they can use the material to train AI models. Great, so we're going to use a leftist publication to train AI models and feature summaries and short excerpts of its products and services for Alexa. Isn't that great? Look, that's what happens when we, you know, now AI is going to be influenced by the left. Adult summer camps see a surge of interest as people seek community and are freaks. I'm sorry, and nostalgia. Adult summer camps. This sounds like hell on earth. You go with a bunch of people you don't know and make small talk for a week and you're camping. Everything about this needs to die in an AIDS fire. It's called Club Getaway, and it's in Kent, Connecticut. Of course, you have to be 21 and older, and you go every weekend to meet new friends. I don't want to meet new friends. I don't, half of them, my old friends, I don't want to talk to, and be a kid again. They said, yes, if you liked overnight camps when you were younger, and who didn't? Who didn't love sitting in cabins that smelled like sweat and feet and then going and defecating in a box that basically was over a cave in the ground? Yeah, it was that bad. This is why I don't like pretending to be homeless. So if you want to go pretend to be homeless with other adults, you can go to that camp getaway. But you can't get away from your life's problems. Stick with us. Taking charge of your health is easier with All Family Pharmacy. If you've been hearing about the latest in brain and cellular health, you're not alone. Methylene Blue is making waves for supporting focus, mental clarity, memory, and mood. RFK Jr. has been talking about using it. And NAD Plus, that's your body's natural energy booster. It helps cells repair and potentially slows signs of aging. With All Family Pharmacy, you now have access to these cutting-edge treatments. Whether you're interested in Methylene Blue, NAD Plus, or even an emergency kit for your family. This is a pharmacy that you can trust. No corporate gatekeepers, no big pharma middlemen, and no bureaucratic roadblocks. All Family Pharmacy uses 100% domestically sourced materials for all their medications, ensuring top quality and safety. So go ahead and visit allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana and use code Dana10 for 10% off your order. And while you're there, check out their full list, over 200 medications available, including ivermectin, antibiotics, and more. That's allfamilypharmacy.com/Dana. Code Dana10.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures and must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let me just read what he said. I'm sorry that we had some sort of technical issue. Nancy Pelosi became rich.
Why do you have to read that? We're here to talk about the 60th anniversary of Medicaid. That's what I agreed to come to talk about.
Yeah, but I wanted
what that means in the election.
I wanted to give you a chance just to respond. He accused you of insider trading. What's your response to that?
That's ridiculous. In fact, I very much support the stop the trading of members of Congress. Not that I think anybody's doing anything wrong. If they are, they are prosecuted and they go to jail. But because of the confidence it instills in the American people, don't worry about this. But I have no concern about the obvious investments that had been made over time. I'm not into it. My husband is, but it isn't anything to do with anything insider. But the president has his own exposure, so he's always projecting.
Senator Jail. It's insider trading. I want to go into Congress and I want to do insider trading so I can make a bunch of money without having any kind of like actual work or effort in the workforce. That would be great. That'd be great, right?
I mean, she outperformed Wall Street single-handedly. I'd say that's a little sus, bro.
So you don't think that she just has a particular set of skills that make it?
She actually, in that clip, just said it's her husband. It's not her. So we'd have to believe that her husband.
Oh, that's
is
a bunch
really...
of horse.
I know. Thank you for not saying it. I understand the restraint.
Let me get it out of my hair.
That
my head
exercising.
First. Let me get the word out of my head first.
All right, quiet.
Okay. I had to really push it out of my head.
Okay.
Wants to come back in. Hold up. We all know that it's a lie, and Marjorie Taylor Greene's the same way. Sorry, I know that everyone thinks that, and I'm not doing both sides, but it is both sides. Look, I don't have to do that if they don't do it. Do I get aggravated at people who have no discernible skill set, and then they go and they make tons of money in Washington, D.C., doing insider trading? Yes, I do, especially because these are the people that don't do a thing about my taxes. These are the people that make it to where we all have to pay out of the nose in taxes so that they can go and spend our money on what? A bunch of stupid nonsense. That's what it is. So I'm all for this bill passing. I made the point, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's worth millions upon millions now, $22 million. How do you go in there? What did she? It was either $70,000 or $700,000. I don't care. The point being is that she went in with not $1 million and now she's walking out with lots of millions of dollars. And that's kind of an issue for me. And Lorraine makes a good point. The reason that Pelosi supports this bill now is because she already made her bank. Yeah, it's true. She already made all of her money. Yeah. She made all of her money already. The only reason I would ever go into Congress or elected office is specifically for that. So just so you know, I'd be trading.
What? It wouldn't be to secure freedoms and liberties?
No.
What?
No.
It would be strictly,
I'm honest with you. I'm a tyrant that's honest with you. You're never going to find this again. It's like a unicorn.
Just to insider trade.
Yeah, for real. Okay. Literally just that.
Right.
And then I'd stand there and I'd make my nut and then I'm out. It's like Derek from Step Brothers. Oh, but Dana, you know what? I'm not going to go in there and play footsie with all these people. I hate everybody there. I hate them all. I don't want to go there and be nice with any of them. What, you come on. And if you say that you wouldn't do the same thing, I don't want to know you. I don't want to have anything to do with you. In fact, I don't want to represent anyone that wouldn't say the same thing. Because you're at least being honest about it. I'm at least being honest about it. And the most honest that I can be is to not run for office. Because if I were to run for office, oh my gosh. Well, you know, I'd be real well behaved until I had some seniority and power. And then I'd make my nut and I'd get on all these committees and I'd get in these intelligence agencies and whatever. However, whatever agency that I could best weaponize the most for maximum suffering on my enemies.
Good God.
That's exactly, yeah. See, this is where Democrats don't admit that they do that. Republicans do it too, but they don't admit it. I'm admitting that I would do it. And this is why, if I ever ran for office, you should vote for me. I'm going to bend this office over and use it to my will. That's exactly what's going to happen. So, just saying, they all do it. They all do it. All these people, the newest ones that go in there, the baby representatives that go in there, they do it. I've got some from Texas that are out there doing it. I see all of it. You do too. They all go in with nothing. They're broke. And then they come out and they're multimillionaires. And do you think that's because they're just such astute people with finance and trading? Do you really think? Because if that were the case, honestly, then why are they not in finance? Why are they working this job? You know, why are they not working on Wall Street? Why is Marjorie Taylor Greene not working on Wall Street? You mean to tell me that that woman is just that good with trade? Shut up. No, she's not. Come on. None of these people are. None of them are. It's nonsense. You're telling me you wouldn't do it, Kane?
What, to that veracity? No, I guess I don't have the ambition.
Oh, it's not about ambition. It's just completely about selfishness. I mean,
is it? Well, maybe, yeah. I'm not as selfish, I guess. I don't know. But no, I would want to, you know, fix things. That's what I'd want to do.
I want to burn it all down.
But I do appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. I mean, there's, you know, fixed to the point of what? What would you fix? Maybe it's just because I've reached the Rubicon of cynicism. Maybe it's because I'm over it.
Yeah. I think the list of things I'd fix continues to grow the more we discover.
I just feel like, here's what I think, Let me set it up. I really don't want to fix anything for people who continually vote for Nancy Pelosi. I want to punish them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to fix anything for you. I want you to cry because you can't afford eggs at the store because you screwed over everybody else across the country. That's me.
I find it difficult to believe that these people on the Democrat side get elected free and fairly. Like, I would probably fix that. When my first thing is...
No, and here's your problem. Here's why that's wrong. I don't believe that, and here's why. Because it requires a faith in mankind that I don't have. It necessitates that you believe people are smarter than that, especially in San Francisco and in New York and in Chicago. And the crazy thing is they're not. They're not smarter than that. They really are stupid. And they will continually vote for the stupidest stuff on God's green earth because they are too stupid to vote differently. So,
but in that number, it's in those not, numbers,
you don't need to cheat at elections because people are sheep.
I don't know. I don't see it in the numbers. Like
Tommy Lee Jones said it best in Men in Black, a person is smart, Kane. People are sheep.
People are dumb.
God love him. And he's right.
He is right. But I can't fathom the number of people that think that way
in order
to successfully elect a Democrat into office. It doesn't. I'd want to fix that.
Look how many people think Mr. Beast is real and that he does good stuff.
What? He's not real?
Well, I mean, that's not stunts and like made up. I mean, isn't there a thing that he didn't do all the wells that he said he did? That he didn't dig all those wells that he said he did?
Oh,
I'm just saying. Like, let's look at reality television is a thing. Yeah. People literally watch a show called Real Housewives of Insert City Here. And it's just about a bunch of people that run around and bitch. That's all it is. And they have extensions and nails, and that's what it is about. I mean, there's not even a plot. It's just like, let's go look at what Maybelline is doing today. Oh my gosh, Maybelline is at the Central Market, which if you could imagine something bougier than Whole Foods, congratulations. Maybe Italy, but less third world. And that she's there. And oh my gosh, someone took her cart, or as Steve would say from his neck of the woods, buggy. Someone took her cart, and oh my gosh, they got the last of the Chardonnay. It is war on tonight's Real Housewives of Timbuktu. I mean, that's, you have people that watch that enough that it trends on social media. So my whole point is that, yes, people do vote this way, and you don't have to have the theft of an election when you have people this dumb in the world. That's my point.
Okay. That's a decent argument.
Yeah, I feel like it's an amazing argument, and I'm very pleased with it, and I believe it entirely. So, yeah, that's the truth of the matter. Right. So back to my point. You all know that you would do that. I would totally do this. I would be in there. Like, I have friends who are in, not friends. I have an friend, one person I know that I consider, because I've known her even before she ever ran for office in Texas. And she's like the only one I think that does not do, and Beth Van Dyne, I think she's the only one that does not actually do insider trading. Now, I've never told her she should, but I'm like, well, man, I would. I've never told her, hey, why don't you kick me on over some of them stock tips. Y'all got any more of them stock tips?
Do not advise our current members of Congress.
No, I'm not.
Don't.
I'm not. Because I would be like, no, you actually, not on that issue, but on everything else you want
that's
me to.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'd be like, you know, I read this gun law. I have never done, you want me to give you my 2 cents on it in exchange for some of them stock tips? I have not done that. That's where I have not crossed that. The reason that I haven't done it is because I just now thought of it. So that may change later. I don't know. But I'm just saying, that's the gist of it. So long story short, they're all liars. And I'm surprised that they're the ones that are going to vote for this law are only doing it because, they've already made their nut. Because Pelosi married into money. So they're one of the families that control that strip, California. They control California. They have the Hearst, the Gettys, the Pelosis, the Newsoms out there. That's why they're all interconnected. And they control everything. And they think that they're going to mount a really good 2028 election bid for president for Gavin Newsom. So, yeah, okay. We're going to see how that goes. It's so awkward. Back to the point, I think you brought this up last segment, talking about the absence of masculinity within the Democrat side. And then all you have is like noodle-armed Eric Swalwell, who's like, look at me, I can bench 100 pounds. You have people like him, and then you have Poot Booty Juice, and I don't know who else they have. And then when I hear, you know, sometimes I might think like Eric Adams will go out and I'm like, okay, well, he's not totally bad. And then he starts sounding like a dumb woman on guns. And I'm just like, what? A progressive woman. Sorry. I just really don't care if somebody gets it. I just don't care. I'm tired of everybody being offended. Is everybody else tired of everybody being offended? You had a political idea. I don't care. Like the whole thing with Gaza and people going after the president. And I'm just like, oh, let me hear what failed UFC fighter, rando bunch of douchebag numbers has to say about, you don't like the fact that POTUS is standing up for, you know, against terrorism by not wanting to affirm the, you know, goat fondling terrorism that is Hamas. We're all going to go cry now because we lost your good favor. Nobody says that. Nobody says it. You know, I'm trying not to say names, but I will. Anyway, I think that people need, this is one of the reasons why they like Trump. You might disagree with him on certain things, but he just doesn't care. And I feel seen because I don't care either. He just doesn't care. He's like, yeah, maybe we're not going to do this trade deal. I mean, who would want to do a trade deal with a bunch of people who love them some Terries? Who would? Who wants to do a trade deal with them?
Our president's like a boomer with a Gen X attitude.
And also there's a threat of Gen Z in there.
Yeah, a little bit.
Totally absent is any millennial trace. No millennial in him at all.
Can't find it.
No, none at all. None at all. And only Gen Z because Gen X raised them. But I do think there's something to it. So someone said, why do boomers love Israel? Somebody said that. Yeah, they probably got off their goat and then went to the keyboard and typed that, because that sounds like something that they would do when they're not trying to troll on social media. Can't believe you said that, Dana. I can't believe you didn't know that. We need that in here today.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never-tested-on-animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
There's a time and a place for a Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.